At the Fair Trade Store, World's Fair in Three Rivers, co-owner Kirsten Vander Giesen Reitsma helps put together the documentary film festival Rivers of Justice every year. But after more than 4 years of showing documentaries, she noticed people weren't getting motivated to solve the world's problems. They were getting depressed.
What we experienced a couple years ago, we selected feature films that were incredible films about really important topics, but left our audience feeling somewhat deflated and defeated. And so we've been really intentional last year and this year to make sure that we are framing the conversation in a way that people will leave the theater with a sense of agency and ownership.
This year, nonprofit organizations and activist groups will not only discuss the problems presented in the films, but also have tables set up with info on how you can get involved in the solution.
So that people have an opportunity when they learn about something to connect with a community organization that might be doing something about that issue.
Vander Giesen Reitsma says though there's one film about a global issue, festival organizers wanted to pick two films that relate more closely to what's happening in Michigan. The first film, called The House I Live In, argues the war on drugs in the United States actually creates more drug dealers.
Imagine that you are released from prison, you are having a hard time finding a job, you can't sign up for food stamps or public housing because you are an ex-offender. So what do you do to survive?
Vander Giesen Reitsma says recently the state of Michigan has changed sentencing laws for lifers who were convicted as children. But the state still has harsh sentences for nonviolent crimes.
Let him go to prison.
I have a life and 30-year sentence.
20 years for drug trafficking.
I have life without parole for 3 ounces of methamphetamine.
Of the 2,600 people I've sent to federal prison, I've seen 3 or 4 kingpins. We're incarcerated poor people who are drug addicts.
The second film, called If You Build It, is a little bit more upbeat. It's about a group of grade school kids in North Carolina whose designing and building class eventually leads to a farmer's market for their rural town. Vander Giesen Reitsma says many schools are being forced to cut programs like art and music, so educators have to find other ways to give kids that hands-on experience.
There's something transformative about being able to get your hands on something and then have a product in the end that you can experience with your five senses. They have ways of changing us that can't really be talked about in a textbook or spoken about in a lecture.
It's bigger than the students. It's bigger than their education. At this point, it's the towns.
They're trying to teach us how to look outside the box.
Why? Why is something the way it is?
Make something better out of everything.
Vander Giesen Reitsma says part of the goal of the festival is to show people that their choices affect their community and the globe.
We have a situation today where people in a small number of countries have made decisions that have dramatic effects for people all around the world. And so the film festival, in part, is getting people to be conscious about those decisions and how the small choices that we make in our everyday lives can be choices that are life-giving for others or choices that are destructive for others, because there are always ripple effects with everything we do.
The 6th annual Rivers of Justice Film Festival continues tonight at 6 with The House I Live In at the Riviera Theater in Three Rivers. You can find a link to more info on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.